Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and today we will dive into a topic that is very important, especially as we approach the end of the year, which is getting things done. So today I want to share with you some productivity tips and shifts that I have done throughout the past years that have really transform my life. And I'm not exaggerating here. They have transformed the kind of results that I get, but also how much I work. They have reduced the time that I work every day. And if you're like me, you want to get more done in less time so that you can gain time back to use it in other things like being with family and friends and investing that into other things that are interesting for you. Now, if you're wondering why I sound like I'm speaking from inside the bathroom, I wanted to let you know that I just came back from visiting my family in Argentina. And I think that a little bit of a mix of emotions and jet lag and the different climates that I experienced there and here in Berlin where I live, they have taken a toll on my health. I got a cold and this is why I sound this way. So I hope I can go through the recording of this podcast without coughing. Now, let's dive into today's topic, which is productivity. And I know that this is an especially sensitive topic for many creatives and artists because we love that we do what we do. And because we love what we do, it often makes it very hard for us to set boundaries, right? If it was for us, we'll be working day and night, right? And moreover, we have ideas all the time. And this abundance of ideas can lead us to attempt to do everything at the same time. And as a consequence, it becomes really challenging for us to see tangible progress towards our goals. And because we don't see progress, we invest more time, we work more, and we are at a real risk, which is at the risk of burning out. And I don't want that for you because I know that you don't need to work more in order to accomplish more. You need to work smarter. You need to work more intentionally and invest your time intentionally in order to accomplish your goals. And this is why today I want to share with you things that have really changed the way I approach my work. So I'm going to share with you a framework that I use to organize my weeks or my work weeks. And I'm also going to share with you three additional productivity tips that you can implement in your daily routine. Now, when I started my lettering business, I used to navigate my days through a to-do list, right? And if this sounds familiar, I want to tell you that you're not alone. A lot of us do this. And what I would do is to have a list of tasks. So I would choose the tasks every day and I would cross it off. And whatever didn't get done on that day will roll over to the next day. So Fridays were chaos and often ended with frustration because despite working hard, I felt like I hadn't accomplished much. And I know that as I say this, you can relate. So here's the framework that I use to keep my weeks productive and that have allowed me to work less while achieving more. And this framework that I have implemented in my own life and work, I use also nowadays with my team. So we use the same framework to organize our work weeks. And I know that even if you don't have a team and you're a solopreneur or you're a freelancer, this way of approaching your weekly work will be really useful and beneficial. So I'm going to share with you this framework. And it starts with the step number one, which is defining a focus for your week. So what's the one thing that truly moves the needle in your business, life, and creative skills? When you start your week, I want you to think about this. What is this one thing that I want to accomplish this week? Or another way to put this is, if I could accomplish just one thing this week, what would it be, right? And write it down. right? This is going to be your focus for the week. Now, of course, that accomplishing a goal is often about a multitude of tasks, right? Which is what leads me to point number two. Now, when you have that goal, you will want to list all the tasks that you have to accomplish to reach that goal, right? Now, list all those tasks. And I want you to now identify the ones that really move the needle towards achieving that goal, right? Because from all those tasks, there's some that are more important than others. So I want you to ask yourself here again, something similar to what you asked yourself when you started the week or when you set the focus for the week in step number one. So I want you to ask yourself, if you were to get a few of all of these tasks done, what would be the truly important ones? So again, step number one, setting the focus for the week. What is the goal for that week? Step number two, listing the tasks that you need to do in order to accomplish that goal and prioritizing those tasks, right? What are the things that are truly important? What are the ones that you cannot skip? So those two steps, they lay the foundation for a productive week. Now, let's dive into the third step, which is distributing those tasks in a way that help you accomplish that goal, right? So those priority tasks are the ones that get done first, right? And those are normally the most complex ones or the ones that create more difficulty. And it's a great mindset to start your day by accomplishing one goal that is very challenging, right? Because once you get that done, you feel like a superhero, right? Like you have done that one thing that was really hard on your to-do list for that day. So put the important tasks in the beginning of your day, right? So those priority tasks are the ones that deserve your focus and attention. And I also want you to do something additionally, which is you want to group topics, right? So you will want to group tasks that have to do with a similar topic. So for instance, you will want to have a block of client work, or you will want to have a block of administrative tasks, or you will want to have a block of tasks that have to do with organizing, right? Now, let's review what are these three steps to organize your week. Step number one, define the focus or goal for that week. Step number two, list all the tasks that you need to accomplish in order to reach your goal, right? And in step number two, you will want to prioritize those tasks. From all of these tasks, what are the ones that are really important and the ones that are not that important, right? And step number three, distribute your tasks throughout the week, right? Put those priority tasks in the beginning of each one of the days. And what I do is to normally have two or three priority tasks on a day, and then the rest will be non-priority tasks, right? But you will want to distribute those priority tasks throughout the week, so you don't have one day where you have a lot of priority tasks and another day where you have other non-sensitive tasks, right? What is great about this very simple framework is that first, it helps you hit the goals because you have a clear focus. So if there's one thing that you will want to accomplish that week, you will probably do it. If you have one goal, you will probably accomplish it. As opposed to if you have a multitude of goals, then it will be really hard to accomplish all of them, right? And it also gives you momentum. When you start hitting your goals, when you start seeing that that you do what you set out to do, you start gaining momentum and confidence in what you do, right? Now, I want to share with you some extra tips that you can implement right away in your daily routine. And these have really changed my life in terms of how I approach my daily work, right? So before I was getting to my office or to my studio and I was sitting down, opening the computer and opening my inbox. That was the first time that I would do. And I know this is the first time that many people do, and perhaps you do as well. Now, I want you to resist this automatic action. I want you to resist the urge of reading emails first time in the morning. Because I always say that your inbox is really a Pandora's box of distractions, right? And I want you to, I want to invite you to allocate specific times in the day in which you check email, right? So for instance, in my case, I check emails at midday and I check emails at 4 before I leave the studio, right? At 4 p.m. before I leave the studio, right? So again, I check emails at 12, at midday, and then I check emails again at the end of the day before leaving the studio, right? So in the first hours of the morning, I dedicate this to doing or accomplishing those goals that really move the needle of my business. And then I go onto my inbox to see what are the things that people is requesting for me, if I need to answer an email for a client or a collaborator. So I want to invite you to implement this in your life. Resist the urge of reading emails first time in the morning, first thing in the morning. Do that in a specific times during the day and you will see how much it will change your productivity. Now, the second tip that I want to share with you is designate a day, and in my case it's Mondays, for tackling smaller tasks. And also set a day for your administrative routine. In my case, I know that Fridays are my administrative work days, right? This is the days where I invoice, I collect different paperwork, I monitor the cash flow. So allocate time to accomplish certain tasks in a block, right? And the tip number three, is embrace days of deep work where you can dedicate extended periods of time to focus on one thing, a project, something you want to accomplish. In my case, for instance, I dedicate blocks of deep work to create the book that I'm writing. So this concept is really a game changer and is explored by Cal Newport's book, Deep Work, which I truly recommend and I'm going to include in the show notes so that you can go and get it. Now, I want you to implement these tips in your daily routine. These are really easy things to implement and they really change, or in my case, they have really changed the amount of things that I get done. So, again, those extra tips, resist the urge of reading emails first thing in the morning. Number two, designate a day to tackling smaller tasks and perhaps having an administrative routine day. And number three, embrace days of deep work or embrace blocks of time that you set aside to do deep work. That means working on a thing without distractions, right? Now, I want you to leave with some actionable steps that you can integrate in your routine. So, number one, reflect on your focus. Remember the framework that I shared with you. Reflect on your focus. Take a moment to identify the focus of your upcoming week. What's the one thing that, if accomplished, will make a significant impact on your goals? Number two, prioritize your tasks. List out all of your tasks and mark the ones that truly move the needle in your business, and consider and mark all the crucial tasks you cannot afford to skip. Now, step number three, strategically distribute tasks and allocate specific times during the week for the most important tasks. So distribute those tasks throughout the week and place them first in the day, right? And make it a conscious effort to tackle them first thing in the morning. Then remember those extra tips that I gave you for maximum productivity, which is, you know, in the management, experimenting with reading emails just once a day or twice a day, but not first time in the morning, right? Then designate administrative days. Consider dedicating a specific day like Mondays or Fridays to handle a similar set of tasks that that you can get done all at the same time, right? Or all at once. And lastly, implement the concept of deep work. Embrace this concept. Choose a specific days or a specific blocks of time throughout the day where you can immerse yourself in one task for an extended period without distractions, right? As we wrap up, I sincerely hope that these tactics will help you boost your productivity as we approach the end of the year and get you closer to accomplishing your goals. If you know of someone in your creative circle who might be struggling with productivity, which I know that many creatives and artists do, go ahead and share this episode with them. Simply grab the link from the favorite podcast platform where you're listening this episode and send it through WhatsApp or email so that they can benefit from these strategies as well. Thank you again for listening to today's show and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye.
So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.